How about it, race fans? This is Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleTrack.com with another edition of Rich's Ramblings. And here today, we've got a special guest with me. I've got my son, Cody Allen, who's going to offer some expert opinion on e-racing because last week, especially on social media, e-racing versus quote-unquote real racing kind of took the forefront as there were a lot of back and forth chatter between participants in both. So let's go ahead and start. Before we do anything else, the main platform that was being discussed was probably the iRacing platform. And Cody, you do not participate in iRacing, is that correct?
I do not. It is expensive and very serious.
And you were telling me that before that when you join that, you have to pay to, I guess, join a league and then also to open certain tracks. Is that correct? Is that your understanding?
Yeah, it's like a monthly subscription. You have to also pay for any extra content and tracks that you want. So it's very serious, and there's some big names that participate.
So, and as far equipment-wise, what kind of things, as far as you know, would you need if you wanted to be a serious iRacer?
I could do it with any equipment that I already have now. You just need like a wheel and pedal set and a decent computer. But of course, people that take it seriously go even farther with really high quality equipment.
So with the expense involved, having a sponsor would certainly be something that be nice to have.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, last week where the issue really took off was when Pavement Modified racer Doug Kobe went on social media and he shared his thoughts about e-racing versus real racing. Now, you got to keep in mind with Kobe, he's not just any old Joe out on a racetrack. He is a six-time regional modified series champion, so he's definitely put in the time. He's got the busted knuckles from working on the cars in a shop. He has the talent. He obviously has the skill out on the racetrack as well, but when he went on social media, I'll go ahead and read his tweet. He tweeted this out on January the 10th. He said, "Today on social media, Justin Bonsignor," who's another modified racer, a modified champion, "Justin Bonsignor and I saw people who drive race cars on computers," and he went all caps on the computers there, I think, to make a point, "having media days, announcing sponsorships with Junior Motorsports, and hanging with Denny Hamlin on Lake Norman makes real race car drivers want to puke." And he went in, threw in some hashtags and an emoji of someone puking as well. Some countered Kobe's statements by saying that computer racing provides an avenue to get younger generation who might not care about racing otherwise to pay attention to the actual on-track version of the sport. So Cody, I think my first question to you is, does playing a racing game on a computer inspire someone to actually watch one in person or watch one on TV? What do you think about that?
I would say definitely. If I wasn't doing the occasional race on my computer, I probably wouldn't have any interest in watching a regular race. It's just...
So on a given Saturday night or Sunday afternoon, would you sit and watch a NASCAR race from start to finish?
I guess that kind of depends on the race. Some of the bigger races like Daytona or Charlotte or Bristol or something I would watch because those are interesting. But then, of course, there are some of the other races that can be a bit boring and kind of tedious to watch, as you know.
Yeah, and what is the drawback? Is it the fact that they last as long as they do, or is there another drawback that there might be long periods of time without a whole lot of action, or what is it that?
I would say it's those two races or those two reasons. Some of the races just lasting upwards of 4 hours. That's just a long time to watch a race, especially when some of the middle sections are just nothing's really happening. So,
and I think Kobe really took exception to the fact that these e-racers were getting FaceTime with Denny Hamlin, you know, of course, a Daytona 500 winner, and Dale Earnhardt Jr., one of the most recognizable names and faces in the history of the sport, really. And he, as a racer who has had great success on the track, has not received those same types of invitations. And I think he had an exception of that, but does the fact that NASCAR drivers like Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Denny Hamlin, that they take interest in e-racing, does that matter to people your age?
I would say, yeah, somewhat. You know, just getting, seeing that the big people still kind of take it, they see it somewhat valid of, you know, playing a game as, like, a legitimate way to race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never, well, one time I think I got on NASCAR heat and tried to drive a truck at Eldora and realized that I wasn't very good, so I kind of stopped there. But so it obviously does take a skill set to do this. I mean, you're not going to sit down the first time and be up there, you know, winning races in an iRacing league or something like that. So do you believe the skill set required to play racing games is one that's not easily achieved?
Yes, definitely. You know, when I'm racing in some of my even very casual leagues that I race in, there are people, I've been racing for, I don't know, a couple months. I put in plenty of practice, and there are still guys out there that can go 10, 15 seconds a lap faster on some of the bigger courses. And you can see when they really put in the time, it is a skill set that requires a lot of practice.
All right, and then I guess lastly, though, it comes back to what we talked about earlier with Doug Kobe being upset, because, like I said, he is a guy who's busted his knuckles in a shop. He travels the long hours in a hauler to get from one track to another and all that. So there is obviously a mindset of, you know, hey, these guys are just sitting in their living room on a computer or getting breaks that I'm never going to get, apparently. So do you understand why a quote-unquote real racer would take exception to the fact that iRacers are getting attention that he will never get?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I'd be pretty upset if I was in his shoes, because in the end, they're not the same thing. On a computer, it's kind of boils down to just a fun way to race competitively, and eventually maybe it could lead to something serious, but it's never going to be the same as getting in an actual car and putting in the hours and the practice to get somewhere.
All right, well, there you have it, race fans. I certainly hope you'll check in with InsideDirtRacing.com and InsideCircleDrag.com on a regular basis. Thanks to my son, Cody Allen, who offered some insight that I could never offer, since I don't partake in any of the forms of iRacing. But thanks again for checking in with us, and we'll catch you on the next time.